So, Lady V, how should we start this? What's the show? Is this, we're going to call this Bon Vivant? I think that's a name you like.
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
A person who enjoys sociable and luxurious lifestyle.
I definitely love the luxurious lifestyle.
Let me open up my Pacifico.
What are you drinking there?
Making a Michelada.
Oh, what's that?
Well, you're going to have to tell me because you're the one that introduced me to it. I enjoy a little tomato juice and Pacifico. You can't get that at the restaurant that we went to, but we get it where we can.
I know. I think the best way to kind of describe it is like a Bloody Mary, but with a beer.
Mm-hmm.
With more spices, though.
Yeah.
But we kind of make our own, so.
Where'd we go recently? Ethiopian, right?
Yeah. We went to Misab off of Fairfax in LA.
Yeah, I like that place.
Yeah, I think that whole area has a bunch of Ethiopian places. Like, how did they get together? Just all.
It's a club. We're not part of the tribe. It's good. I like the ambiance. It's like a it's a hole in the wall. You wouldn't normally stop there, but they're one of the few places that actually have honey wine, which you really like.
Yeah, that's really good. I feel like it's just full of sugar, but
yeah, oh yeah, it is. I don't know how they blend the alcohol. It must get aged into it.
I keep trying to find it at different stores, but no one seems to have it. I guess.
It's like Ethiopian coffee. It's hard to come by.
Yeah.
What's the good stuff?
I think they brew it or they actually make it there.
That makes sense, yeah. Because it's really difficult to come by. We only found like that one place in San Diego. Do you remember what that was called? We went there to go to some place that somebody recommended to us, but it was closed. And then we had to improvise, check Yelp real fast and find the other location.
Oh, I can't remember the name of it.
Okay. Well, I think that place had honey wine too. And theirs was bottled and labeled. Oh. The place Misop that you want to talk about, isn't there just like a white label? There's nothing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably homemade.
And they poured into this really cool glass with like a stem so you can get all of the flavors.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to think of the shape of it. Was it pear-shaped? It's a little stubby stem.
It had the round bottom, but it was,
it got more narrow towards the mouth.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a flower. Would that be like a tulip or something? Let's consult the book of knowledge. Oh, yeah. Okay, you're showing me a picture. It looks like a beaker. Like a science beaker, but you just have a fat ass on it instead of the triangular edges. And you kind of sip the honey wine out of the tip of it because it has a narrow little spout with a lip around it.
Yeah, basically it has a lot of curves.
Yeah, that may not be enough of a word picture, but that's sufficient. I could put it in the show
notes. A girl with a big booty.
Yeah. And a very tiny head.
No, I think a skinny waist. That's probably her waist. Oh,
okay. I was thinking it was maybe one of the Zika babies. That's a bad joke.
No, I think even the first time I've had Ethiopian, if you guys haven't had Ethiopian food before, it was definitely a...
It looks like poop.
And skin.
You eat it with your hands. It tastes good, though. The spices are my favorite part.
Yeah, there's that weird, the bread that they have. It kind of tastes like sourdough, but...
What's it called?
It's called injera.
Oh, I keep getting that confused with Indian food. I want to call it naan.
It's bread, so I could see why you would think it's...
But it has holes. It's like...
Porous.
Full of pores.
Yeah.
It looks like...
Like skin with pores. like someone with really bad pores on their face. And what? The texture is like skin too.
What's that fear? People have fear, the fear of holes. Something, some unpronounceable word. Is that in your show notes?
No. Oh, yeah. I actually put afraid of holes.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you that, but I...
Let's consult the book of knowledge.
It's funny that you brought it up.
Fear of holes. And that is called trypophobia. Ugh.
Oh,
there's
man.
Some weird looking old ones. But
don't you remember when someone showed us a video?
Mm-hmm.
I can watch it for...
That was supposed to elicit some kind of response from you.
Yeah, but some people didn't care. I remember one of our friends were like, oh, that's nothing. But I get itchy even looking at it. So that's kind of like what the bread looks like. It's like this jelly-like bread with pores. They use it as like the... They use it on top of a plate. And then they kind of add all of your food on top.
It's good and absorbent. It soaks up all the juices from the sauce.
Yeah, especially with all the spices and stuff too.
Yep, which is the best part. And then you get to eat the injera, yes, at the end. Scoop up the lamb and the raw beef if you want that. Don't they have a name for that?
Yeah, so the beef is called the sigawat, and that's like strips of beef with spices. And there is a lamb version, which I believe it was called yebeg siga. And that one was the mild stew, but we wanted it with the spices. So we told them to take the lamb and make it the similar version, like the beef. And it was really good. It was like spicy. There's a lot of sauce. We'll definitely have to put a picture up.
Yeah. You're trying my beer. My version of the Michelada is a little better. It's got some spicy V8, some Michelada.
It's like a Michelada mix.
There's no brand on this. What is this?
No, I think the antique. What does it say? What is that word?
I keep moving it around. Sorry.
Antojitos?
Oh, is that the brand? It's written in Comic Sans.
I don't know.
This probably has lead in it. This is probably from Mexico.
Oh, but it tastes really good. It's like when I was a kid and I used to eat Lucas. Like, the best part was that it tasted like lead.
It tastes like it, yeah. Bunch of weird
chemical seriously,
names.
It's one of my favorite drinks. It's really my go-to. If I can get it at a bar, that's definitely my favorite.
I fucking love partially hydrogenated cottonseed and soy oil. It tastes good, though.
Yeah, his tastes more like a Bloody Mary because it has more of the tomato sauce.
And, that's the part I like.
Or the tomato juice. And mine, it tastes a little bit spicier, kind of like Lucas, tajin, like that Mexican powder.
We'll have to go to a Mexican place next.
Yeah.
Or sushi.
Yeah, so on to the...
The raw beef?
Yes, that's my favorite. I think it's kind of scary for a lot of people because it's raw.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this dish that they have called kitful. And basically what they do is they take the raw beef, and they kind of cook it with this type of butter. It's called ghee. It's G-H-E-E. Is that how you say it? Is that how you pronounce it?
Sounds right to me.
Well, it's basically clarified butter. And they mix it with their Ethiopian spices, which is called mimita. And usually you can get that as like condiment on the side, and you can dip your meat into it. But this one, so they take the raw meat with the kitful with the mimita and the butter, and they kind of sear the beef a little bit. Like, you can't really tell because it looks red. It looks like they just took raw meat and just plopped it onto your plate.
The one element I think we're missing from this word picture is, I don't know if I mentioned, but you got to eat it with your hands. So you got to wash them good, because you're going to have brown stuff all over them.
Yeah, you're just going to have food all over your hands. They don't give you like a fork or spoon.
Not at this place.
Yeah. But you gotta get the full experience.
Yeah.
It definitely looks like mushed food.
It looks like poop. It's very poopy looking. It's delicious. Highly recommended. Honey wine and all. You gotta get the honey wine. Because that just, that makes the experience better. Takes the edge off.
I feel like it's one of those food that it's better tasting than what it looks like.
That's a good thing. Yeah, yeah. It's not like some French restaurants where it like looks really fancy, but you're hungry and it wasn't that great. Kind of like, what is that place?
Malise?
Yeah, Malise.
That place was good. I just felt like it was probably a little bit too expensive for, I don't know. I've had other French food and...
Yeah, it's not like we're in New York. There's no reason for that.
Yeah.
It's just LA and some kind of okay restaurant area that doesn't have parking.
It's definitely one time to try and we're...
Guess. We could tell you about that on another episode.
Yeah. You forgot to mention the cheese. I keep forgetting about that.
There's a goat cheese?
No, there's a cheese next to...
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. I guess it kind of looks like mushed up cottage cheese.
It looks like they spit it back out.
No. Well, if you look at the whole plate, it looks like someone ate it and spat it back out and then put it on your plate.
Yeah. Or it's poop.
It's not that.
Tastes really, really good. But the cheese, yeah, that was kind of mild.
Yeah.
It wasn't a pungent cheese. It was plain. Mm-hmm. But it added a creamy texture to any of the meats that you ate it with. So that was good. It complemented it.
Yeah. I feel like this one, even though it's mild, it has a really good flavor. You can still slightly taste it versus like other Ethiopian places where like it just, it's not creamy at all.
I think that's good. Next week, maybe next week, we'll, take you on another restaurant adventure with us. Until then, you can go to bringyourwallet.com/contact for feedback and suggestions, and we'll see you next week.